Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is March the 1st, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to having that show with you. I will be traveling, so at the top of the hour, if you want to call in after the top of the hour, I won't be able to see the board, so make sure you just say, excuse me, and we'll go to you. 704-802-5056 is the number. 704-802-5056 is the number. You can give us a call there. And want to just jump into today's show as quickly as possible because we have a lot to cover, and I want to make sure that we have some opportunity to do that. So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can make donations via the website for the network at blacktalkradionetwork.com, or you can become a member in its social media platform known as BTR Community, and you can find that at www.btrcommunity.com, and it's only $24 a year. And with that subscription, you'll be able to post your regular social media activities, and you will also be supporting the network itself. Very, very important. See, this network does not go by any propaganda that the system has. It has its own agenda. So the system does not send sponsors to this network. One of the clear-cut ways, as you can tell, if something is from the grassroots or is it something that's being propagandized by the overall intent, methodology, and objective of others. So Black Talk Radio Network was put together for you, the everyday persons in a grassroots setting, and in order for this overall network to stay on air is going to require that you give a monetary give some of your financial energy and monetary support for this network to stay on air. Without it, there will be no corporate sponsors. And if there are corporate sponsors, believe me, the overall context, direction, and purpose of this network would change drastically. Okay? Generally, the people that you know as being here won't be here. And probably I would say this. What would happen is that Black Talk Radio Network would not lose his name or anything else, but they will come up with, as they come up with so far in the past with other networks, that saying that they are representing your interests in actually having a conduit of dialogue for you to express. And believe me, it's far from that. So support the network or we lose it. All right, so what I want to do, I want to get into what's in the news really quickly so we can get into today's show. Today's show on March the 1st, 2018, Hitler's Hage and Charmed Aberration. Hitler's Hage and Charmed Aberration. Very, very important, I think, because there's a lot of things that's happening, and I think that we can really look at the past to give some directions as to what's going on. And before we, well, we'll jump into what's in the news and then we'll set the tone for today's show. All right, so first article I posted, it came from The Guardian. I guess Vladimir Putin, the celebrity figurehead president of Russia, had his address, state address to the Federation last night. And, you know, he really went all in on a bunch of ways, but Putin threatens U.S. arms race with new missile announcement. Vladimir Putin on Thursday, yesterday, said that Russia had developed and was testing a new line of strategical nuclear-capable weapons that would be able to outmaneuver U.S. anti-ballistic missile defenses, suggesting the new arms race between Moscow and the West. Well, it was just more than that, actually. Gave some presentation and actually showed what the intended targets would be. And guess where the intended targets were? Yes, it was gave the impression that multiple nuclear warheads were falling on Florida. And that was in the overall state of the, I guess they call it the State of the Federation presentation that was yesterday, quite telling in the propaganda and the overall direction is moving. I said once the Olympics stopped, the games would really begin. So I think that that's it. Next article, I got this one from the Free Thought Project, and it says 85 years ago, Hitler carried out a false flag showing how governments can control with lies and fear. Yes, very, very true, and it was on the 27th that happened. So check out, and that's going to be a part of today's show. Next article, this one got from The Sun. Putin boasts Russia has developed an intercontinental nuclear missile that can't be stopped or shot down by any country's defense. And they gave the so that was in the presentation yesterday. Next article I got from The Hill. Senate GOP rejects Trump's call to go big on gun legislation. So check out that article. All a part of the propaganda and what's being intentionally done. Next article, very, very telling one. This one came from Bloomberg. Trump likely to impose stiff steel aluminum tariffs. And, yep, it did happen. And this is something that a lot of people may think is no big deal. It's a huge big deal. It's actually the steps before war. Because usually the general trend goes currency wars, trade wars, shooting wars. That's what happens, because whenever countries stop having trade with each other, exchanging trade between countries, they exchange bullets or armed attacks by way of their militaries. And believe me, that means our community, our children, and our overall existence here. In everywhere, and this is a indication that is moving, that everything is moving right along the overall global nuclear war one scenario. Check out that article. Next one from Gatestone Institution. I posted this one. Why Turkey wants to invade the Greek islands. This was actually put out today. Once the celebrity figurehead president of Turkey made that Ottoman Empire speech and knew what that meant. That means that's war with Turkey, and this is a war over natural gas, ladies and gentlemen, and the overall controlling flows of that resource. So check out that. Next article, I got this one from Tweetin' Tellin' is from, that's what I call it. It shouldn't be called tweeting. It should be just telling. Got this one from the State Department. The U.S. State Department is pleased to announce a new partnership with the Department of Defense for initiative to counter propaganda and disinformation of foreign nations. The Undersecretary said that the transfer of funds announced today reiterates the United States' commitment to fight. Ladies and gentlemen, the propaganda wars is going to be, and there's a lot of them already out. And we're going to take a look at a couple of them, and I just want to just bring to your attention just some of the things that maybe we should be questioning and thinking about and not looking at, but focusing through. Next article from Politico. Tillerson moves towards accepting funds for fighting Russia's propaganda war. It was a little earlier, but now they got the funded. Next article, Rise posted this one from the street, and it was the same thing that we had posted earlier about the missiles. Then Rise posted from the Free Thought Project. In 2017, the U.S. government lost $2.2 million every single minute. Yes, we've been talking about that. So true. Next article, I posted this one from Press TV. Huge thing on this trade thing. Here it comes, here it is, and there it is about to go. This one I got from Press TV. Press TV is an Iranian publication. Iran bans using dollar as base import price currency. Iran bans using the U.S. dollar as the base import price currency. And if Iran does it, guess what? Everybody that does business with Iran has to do it too. And who does business with Iran? Everybody that needs oil is getting close. Iran moved to step closer to a plan to ditch the U.S. dollar in trade activities by announcing that purchase orders by merchants that are based on the greenback will no longer be allowed to go through import processing. Proceedings. All right. Y'all know what that means. We'll touch on that a little bit later tomorrow. Financial Friday, we'll not be able to have a Financial Friday. I have clients coming in for a seminar, and I have to start meeting with them tomorrow, so there will not be a show tomorrow. I won't be able to do a show, but we'll do a Financial Friday on Monday. Okay? Very, very important one that's going to happen there. And just there are some things that we all should be protecting ourselves with. We should be protecting ourselves with the precious metals. We should be protecting ourselves with the leverage of cryptocurrency. And we should be protecting ourselves with securing the overall revenue generating from real estate as an asset. These are the things that we should be doing and be moving to. And the collective prudence among you all should be really, really moving in that direction to actually have generating income, passive income, and to protect and to actually put yourself in a position of advantage as the things start to deteriorate. Because when they do deteriorate, it will be those that prepared and those that didn't. How effective you'll be in your preparation will actually depict the overall struggle and obstacles that you'll reach or the overall opportunities you can see. So check out that article, and we'll catch up from there. Next article, Rise posted this from Free Thought Project. Pentagon admits they can't even tell if Syria chemical attack happened. Blames Russia anyway. Check out that article. Next article, I got this from Sputnik News. U.S. deploys 600 additional troops into Syria. Check out that article. Next article, we'll skip that one. It just shows we'll skip that one. Next article I posted from Wall Street Journal. The legal case for striking North Korea first is going to come. Next article from Press TV. China strongly dissatisfied with the U.S. bill on Taiwan. Next article, Rise posted this one. China about to knock out the petrodollar by trading oil in yuan. This is what's going to be starting to happen in March. This is March now. And this was an article that Rise picked up and put in. And there was also an article, Iran and China seek to eliminate the U.S. dollar from bilateral trade. This was an earlier article from last year that Rise put in to just to, as a reminder to you all that it is happening right now because Iran has moved in that direction and China is a part of it, all of Russia, and this is all a part of what's going to happen here. And then next article from RT International, Iran suggests Russia help isolate America by ditching the dollar. Well, they're going to do it as well. Check out that article. And then from Russia International, Roz posted this one, dumping the dollar. Venezuela lists oil prices in Chinese yuan. So these are all of the things that are going to start to really come into full effect. And as they do, ladies and gentlemen, this overall burden is going to really be pushed on you. Now, a lot of these articles were from earlier, well, from last year, but they're significant because what they're showing is that now it's starting to come to full fruition. So check out that article. Roz posted this one from South China Morning Post. China sends Jinping's ally after top diplomats fail on U.S. trade breakthrough. And the trade breakthrough is that the overall is basically trade sanctions that are going on now. And so that's what that's about. Next article, Roz posted from the South China Morning Post as well. Will a growing European Union stand united on China's issues? I think they will have no choice there, in my opinion. So check out that article. And a couple more here. This one, Roz got this from Cointelegraph. Singapore central banks assessing need for more crypto regulations. So check out that article. Next article, Roz got this one, a very important one, from Cerebrally Naive Network Money. It's commonly referred to by people as CNN. ExxonMobil drops out of a Russian joint venture due to sanctions. So a lot of this is going to be happening. Next article, Roz posted this from Wired. Thursday's briefing, Germany investigates Russia-linked cyber attacks. Next article, this one's from L.A. Ramon. And this one, L.A. Ramon's commentary was, I don't speak Russian, so how do I know they said all that was in this article or video is claiming to be said. And I will say, L.A. Ramon, that's exactly what did happen. And what was surmised, generally the overall general message from this article was actually what happened at the Russian Federal State. I mean, when Vladimir Putin gave the State of Federation address yesterday. So it did happen, and this is all a part of where things are going. But I agree with you, man. I don't speak Russian, so you really don't know. But yeah, it's the propaganda and the movement and the overall move and direction for what they want to do. Yep, it was done yesterday. So check out that article as well. Next article, Roz got this one from the Anti-Media. The next prescription drug epidemic is already here, and nobody's talking about it. So check out that article. And it says, for years, the opiate addiction and overdose crisis has been headline news across the United States, and rightly so. In 2012, 241,000 privately insured patients had opiate dependency diagnosis. So check out that article. Next this was from Anti-Media. Media silence as Congress finally debates America's endless war. So check out that article. And then Thomas had a quick snippet that he put in. He says from New York, it's about to go down. Ready for war? Watch the pressures that gets put on Russia in the next few weeks by the U.S. Allies in Europe. War will start. My prediction is 4/4/18. U.S., NATO. And you know what was so funny about that? 4/4/17 or around that week, it was either 4/4 or 4/6 when this World War III really started. And in April, because they like to follow rituals, that's some of the same timelines as the other wars, world wars that they like to follow. So I definitely wouldn't be surprised on that as well, Thomas. And Thomas says on the side, he says U.S., NATO, India, Japan, South Korea. and isn't real, a.k.a. Israel. Man, that was tight. But isn't real. And then in parentheses, he says Israel. And that's going to be the sides. Now, I would say this. I would like to see how that falls out because I don't think that the U.S. will have really any allies. In the beginning, it will, and it will fall apart because NATO is going to fall apart and move towards the other side, in my opinion. So that will be splintered. And NATO without Germany and France isn't NATO anymore. So and I think that those nations will move towards the China and and Russian side, which Thomas may have some contention on. So, and then that was diverse. China, North Korea, Iran, Pakistan, Syria, and then he says Russian with question marks. And he says that they will end up on the white side by the end of the war. I can see. I don't think that they'll switch sides by the end of the war. I think, but after the war is over, a couple of years after that. 5 or 6 years later, or 10 years later, you'll see a war between China and Russia. And by that time, it will be the untied states of America. That will just be the overall, that will be the loot or the booty that they will be splitting up among themselves and fighting for. And that could actually be the trigger for the war, the untied states of America as they seize the U.S. through an imposing war crimes and remittance and an imposing sanctions.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Can only make calls and send texts. It might be the key to curbing your addictions to apps. So check out that that article that Roz posted there. So that's what's in the news. Want to jump into today's show. And today's show is Hitler's Haze and Charmed. Excuse me. And Charmed Aberration, Hitler's Haze and Charmed Aberration. I put that because of this. I think that there is a lot of propaganda that's being, well, I won't say it's propaganda. What it is actually advertisement and massaging and getting people to conform to what the system wants them to obey. And so what do you do with that? You have to put out and you have to school people. You have to school people. Now, what I want everyone to do that's listening to Tando Radio Show today, I want you to think about two things. I would like for you to envision a cup of water. A cup of water. Move this up real quick. Envision two glasses of water. One glass of water is living water, pure, with minerals and with all of the living, sustainable living elements within that glass for a human, for you, a person, a human being, a living entity. Okay? Have that one glass of water. Then you have another glass, and in that glass is all poison. Pick any poison in the liquid form that you would like to think of. And in that, and it's, the glass is a size of a 10-ounce glass, okay, a glass of water. Holds 10 ounces of liquid. One of the glasses holds the pure living water with minerals that's in it that it sustains your body. Another one is filled with a poison that will actually destroy your body and cause for what's commonly referred to as death and what we refer to as the Great Transformation. So it would actually harm your body and destroy its physical living state where it's able to maintain its overall housing of the spirit and the soul. With two glasses. Now, what I want to say before we get started, if you take the clean water, a drop of the clean water, as pure as it is, and it's the most condensed living water that you can ever have, you put it in a dropper, and you take a couple of drops filled, and it may be a dropper full of the clean water, and it's the most condensed living water ever created. It has all of the, it's saturated with all of the necessary minerals and byproducts that will sustain life. You take that drop of water, of clean water, you go to the glass that's filled with poison, with the liquid poison, and you drop that water inside of that glass filled of poison. Then you take, so you got a dropper full of the good clean water, now you got a dropper full of the poison water as well. And then you switch them. You take the clean water, drop it inside of the poison liquid, and take the poison liquid and drop it inside of the clean water. What just happened? Now I want you to visualize that. The clean water, the sustaining living clean water that gets put into the liquid of 10 ounces of poison that was there, the liquid poison that is there, that clean water, living water, will not dilute or change the overall poisonous abilities or the poison or that glass of water's ability to destroy a physical body, a human physical body, to death. It will not alter that at all. It still will have the overall concentration to kill. Okay? Now, what happens is this. The concentrated poison drops that you put into that clean water, the overall concentration in the, of the clean water will not be able to as effectively dilute the poison that you put into that water. It probably now, both of them are equally toxic. Maybe one is not as toxic as the other one, but ultimately, the overall clean water has now been compromised. And now that clean water can now kill. If it has the concentration that we spoke about in the beginning, the concentration of the poison water was so strong that it could kill multiple people from just small amounts of it. The poison in it is that condensed and what the effects that it has on the human body. Now, when you drop the clean water into the poison, it's still poison. When you take the poison water and you drop clean water inside of it, it's not enough to dilute it. It's still lethal. I want you to think about that for what we're going to be talking about in today's show. Anytime you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. There's an article that I want to, I'm not on the board, so if you have a question or comment, please just say, excuse me. I want to quickly get into this. There was an article that Free Thought had put out. And this, here we go. It says, 85 years ago, Hitler carried out a false flag showing how governments can control with lies and fears. Today is the anniversary of the most pivotal false flag in history. I wouldn't say that. As Hitler burned down the Reichstag and blamed it on his political enemies so he could seize total control of the country. But let me go into this article and why this is so important. If I can just get it to come down. Okay, here we go. So it was actually on the evening of February the 27th, and the year was 85 years ago. Let's just go with 85 years ago. Here we go. On this date, 85 years ago, the headquarters of sorry, you all, my internet is jumping around. Won't stay put. One sec. Okay, here we go. On this date, 85 years ago, the headquarters, man, stop moving. The headquarters of the German parliament, known as the Reichstag, building was burned down due to arson. Immediately after the fire, the Nazis passed a piece of tyrannical legislation called Decree for Protection of State and People. Stop there real quick. This is what always happens. Have a false flag and they try to create some laws and they say that they're protecting you when that is not the overall truth at all. What it is the setup for controlling you even more, which gave them total police state control over the population. The fires were blamed on Hitler's political rivals, which allowed the regime to extremely and aggressively act against anyone they deemed to be their enemies. Remember, heard the axis of evil? However, many historians believe that it was actually the Nazi Party okay, just no, I wasn't. All right, so I don't know what happened there. Scotty, did you make a mistake and muted me? That's all right. All right, so real quick, let me jump back here. All right, so it says the fires blamed on Hitler's political rivals, which allowed the regime to be extremely aggressive against anyone that they deemed to be their enemy. However, many historians believe that it was actually the Nazi Party who started the fire in a plot to control the masses through fear. This strategy is actually common in history, very true, and has been used by many governments and have been known to and has come to be known as false flag attacks. Unfortunately, over the years, this legitimate military term has been grossly overused to the point where people think that it is some throwaway conspiracy theory. No, it was not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy agenda. False flags attacks do happen, though. And there is even verified proof that the U.S. government has been involved in such operations. For example, it was a false flag attack that caused the United States to enter the Vietnam War. But it wasn't until 40 years later that we learned the truth about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Move this down. Initially, the American public... Move this down, sorry. Hopefully get back. Come on back. Okay, Initially, the American public was told it was attacked by North Vietnamese boats. The story was twisted. It was a twisted web of lies. In reality, the U.S. warship initiated conflict with the North Vietnamese and then later staged an attack against themselves to justify further actions in the region. Since the beginning of the empire, the ruling class has created chaos for their society so that they could be given more power under the pretense that they could clean up the mess that they actually created. The first rule that we have known for this to work perfectly was the art of creating chaos was the Roman Empire, who came into power in 284 AD. This is the leader that was responsible for changing Rome from a developing civilization into a covert dictatorship. And I would say, no, I think it's far more than that. That was always the intentions of every government. They come off one way, but their overall objectives are shown years and years and decades and maybe even hundreds of years later, because their true colors come out. Since the Roman people had a history of freedom and financial prosperity, they were not going to give up their rights unless they were carefully manipulated into doing so. And this, and they needed to create an enemy that he could use as a scapegoat so he could raise taxes, expand his military, and take away the rights of the Roman citizens. Now, I'm going to stop there real quick. This is the exact same thing that's been happening now, and it is expanding itself. And let me just real quick, let me go down to the bottom, because don't have a lot of time in today's show. I really want to get to the different points. So this is all put inside of Tando Radio Show's thread inside of BTR. Let me just read this real quick, and it's going to come down. The U.S. government has even been releasing documentation proving they planned multiple false flags. According to a minutes from a meeting on March the 21st, 1962, held by the Special Group Amendment, which, according to an encyclopedia on the Central Intelligence Agency, including the Attorney General, moving down, including Attorney General Robert Kennedy, CIA Director John McCone, National Security Advisor McGeorge Bundy, and the Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, Lyman Lindemeyer, detailed the creation of a false flag attack on the United States to be blamed on the Soviets. According to the documentation, the U.S. government wanted to manufacture or obtain a Soviet aircraft so they could launch an attack on American or friendly bases, then use the attacks for a pretext for war, according to the previously top secret classified documentation. See, one of the things that happens is that you know something. If you really look for what's really going on, I have a little saying. And my little saying goes this way, and I hope you just bear with me. I'm trying to find the truth of some things. One second. If you really want to find the truth of things, I would say this: nothing is ever hidden from a diligent seeker. If you really want to find something out, you can find it out. But see, in today's society, through the schooling that we have, we don't want to seek the truth. What we generally want to do is seek how we can get ahead in the overall society that we now worship. So there is nothing ever hidden from a diligent seeker, but most of us are accomplished in hiding ourselves from the truth. And that's what the school teaches us. The schools teach us. And I say that because there was a study that was done It was a study on Nazi propaganda. And the study was done, and I'll post some of it from it's a commonly recognized study. Let me just pull it up real quick. It was a study done on Nazi propaganda. And let me tell you what Nazi propaganda is. Nazi propaganda is no different than U.S. propaganda, than Russian propaganda, than Chinese propaganda, than any of those sovereign corporations. That's their overall purpose, is to provide for the controlling mechanisms of the people. There are no such things as wars from one country from another country. It's the countries versus the people, the existing population of that time. And I'm trying to wait for this my internet to catch up. Then there was a study. Hear what the study said. Nazi propaganda left lifelong marks on German children. And let me just read this really quickly. And this was from Associated Press. Anti-Semitic propaganda had a lifelong effect on German children during that time. Schooled during the Nazi period. Stop right there. Now you always know why I always attack schools, because schools are not institutions of education. They are domesticating institutions of doctrines. That's what they do. They domesticate individuals into the doctrines of the prevailing class. It's nothing, because they teach you to regurgitate, to obey. There is no educational process that's there. So let's go on. Anti-Semitic propaganda had a lifelong effect on German children schooled during the Nazi period, leaving them far more likely to harbor negative views of Jews than those born earlier and later, according to a study published on Monday. And this was back in 2015. Let me move down. The findings indicate that the attempt to influence the public's attitude are mostly effective when they targeted young people, particularly if the message confirms existing beliefs, the author said. Researchers from the United States and Switzerland examined surveys conducted in 1996 and 2006, and they asked respondents about a range of issues, including their opinions of Jews. The poll, known as the German General Society Survey, reflected the views of 5,300 people from 268 towns and cities across Germany, allowing the researchers to examine the difference according to age, gender, and location. Let me stop there. I think it's no coincidence that it was the U.S. and Switzerland. Do you remember the article that I posted that the most corrupt countries in the world right now are recognized as being the U.S. and Switzerland? Because this is data mining, because they want to know where they are. One of the things about propaganda and schooling is this, is they know the timing. The system knows the right time to bring out different tactics and methods and tools to achieve their objective. What do I mean by that? What they do is that they keep a finger on the pulse of the streets so that they know which tool to apply to get the desired result. It's more than just schooling the people. You have to create the overall environment. You have to set the barometer so that people will start to move in the atmosphere according to the atmosphere according to how you want them to react. Meaning, if you turn the heat up, they're going to be active. If you lower the temperature, they're not going to move. So one of the things in propaganda is that propaganda first has to be nurtured, developed, manipulated, put into an environment where it can succeed and then spread like a wildfire. And this is why all of a sudden you see different changes of different things. All of a sudden you have this and you have that, and then you have all of these directional changes, and people are doing this because it is a scheme. It is a scam. It is an agenda. It is a conspiracy agenda. Very rarely is it natural. Very rarely. And in this survey, they realized that if they could now, what they found from the Nazi propaganda and schooling is that if they can get the young people to start to move in a certain direction, then the young people will be complicit in the overall depopulation program that they want to push. And this has been done not just in Germany. It's been done throughout the world. It's not just the Third Reich of Nazi Germany, because before the Third Reich of Nazi Germany, you had what bore out the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. You had Manifest Destiny in this, known in this country. That's why the Nazis were able to integrate so easily into the U.S. society, because it was the same, even to this day. No different. Same doctrine, same method out, same thing, same terms, different tools. Change the tools a little, change the methods a little. Same objectives is trying to be reached, because they know that you weren't around 85 years ago. And the people that were around 85 years ago don't remember this. Don't know how methodical it was. Don't know the overall the details of the nomenclature of subjugation and enslavement. But over the 85 years in time, they started to see it. We need to start to see it now and have our own decision about how we're going to respond to it. So now, let me go on with this. By focusing on the respondents who expresses consistently negative views of Jews in a number of questions, the researchers found that those born in 1930s had the most extreme anti-Semitic opinions, even 50 years after the end of the Nazi rule, their whole lifetime. So this is one of the things that the system knows, that if it can poison the pureness of what the great creator has made with their poison, it will be lethal for the rest of their lives. And it will be pushed into the next generation. It may not be as strong. It may start to dilute itself, but the overall objectives of the system will be the ones that will dilute it. It won't be the people, because the people stay under constant propaganda and coercement and leads. Everybody looking for a leader. Who's going to put the chain around our neck and speak for us? Oh, the system will always find that person for you. This is how the psychological envelopment of surrendering to self-mutilation begins. It has to start at the earliest ages, and then it maintains that momentum because young people are extremely energetic, idealistic, impressionable, vulnerable. And this system knows that if they take them and indoctrinate them, they'll be the greatest agent without even knowing it. Without even knowing it. And the only way that that indoctrination can be broken is if an individual wills not to obey. If an individual wills to ask questions, if an individual wills to seek, the truth, it will never be hidden from you. And once you know, there's decisions that you have to make. Now, many of us are born into this, and we gradually start to see that something is wrong here. This isn't cool. I've tried, and this is, look at the ill effects of this. We start to question. There's doubts about everything, but you know what happens is that the system knows that if it can school the masses, they will acquire many, many dedicated minions that will buffer you throughout your life, and you will be constantly fighting, and that drains your energy so that you get tired. Many think that we can march to freedom. It's true, you can. But freedom is not what the great Creator gave you. Freedom is what man pens on a piece of paper and says that you have a right to. And every right that you have that man gives you can be dutifully taken away or repossessed from you. You don't play by their rules. Oh, you broke the law. The great Creator gives you self-determination and sovereignty. Huge difference. The spirit of the law and the letter of the law. Man can never write the spirits of the law. Can only decide if they're going to partake in it. And here's the big difference with the spirit of the law and the letter of the law. The spirit of love of the law, if you go against it, it doesn't always have to have a negative consequence. It could, but it doesn't always have to have a negative consequence. You can generally sometimes mitigate it, but man, the writing of man's laws, you never even have to break it for consequences. You're born into it. Our children in today's world no longer uphold or maintain their overall birthright. They are given citizenships. And it's something that we need to be thinking about.
You got a call, Dave. I believe it's Thomas.
If we don't address it. Yes. Okay. Let's real quick. Let's go to Thomas real quick. Thomas, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you, brother? Thanks, Scotty.
What say you, man? How are you? Peace, Scotty.
What's up, my brother?
Oh, nothing much, man. I just want to say, man, what you just said about the schooling, my theory is I wish that we had our own schools here that we could teach anti-white people propaganda to our children so they could go on for the next 50 years with a very good understanding of the system and how it works. So I just wish that we were able to have our own school system. And as far as the war that I think is coming, was in school, Scotty, and Dave, and you knew a fight was going to happen at 3 o'clock, and you got that feeling like, oh, it's about to go down? Or you order the fight, you know, and it's fight night, and you're waiting for the fight to start, and you get that same feeling. That's the feeling I have right now when I was reading the article you posted today. And I'm getting my mom, brother. Thank you.
Much love, much respect. Yeah. Yeah, you know what, Thomas? I definitely see can feel that something is up because they're stirring the overall pot in history. Tells us that if we really, really look at some of the things in the past system. You know, and I would say Thomas said he wished we had our own schools. And I know exactly what Thomas means. I think that schools are very dangerous. I think we need to have institutions of education. You know, and I would say like this, institutions of education, the education teaches you how to live and coexist in a sustainable way that brings prosperity to you and everything else, all living things. Case in point, in the so-called animal world, the wild world, which is the actual perfect world that the great creator made, but man puts a negative connotation on it, saying that they're wild, uncivilized. Well, no, that's the way the great creator wanted you to be. And there, the animals generally only take what's necessary for them to sustain themselves at that moment. At that moment. Now, the squirrels will actually harvest and store and prep for the winter because of the way their bodies work. But education, so in that education, in the overall animal world, the animals teach each animal or their species what they need, where to go get it, and how to use it and how to apply it from the herbal medicine, from the holistic medicines and the herbs, to what food source, when it's going to be here at this particular time by way of the growing season, migration season, or whatever it is that works for those individuals. And all of that is built off of sustainability and prosperity. And if you look at how that works, they live like the civilized world. They live the way that they were originally created and adapted to. Now, there is some evolution that they may adapt to because things change. This plant no longer grows here. Now it grows here, and it's higher up, so they need to, whatever they need to do. That is all changing, and that's the overall evolution of their bodies in order to endure sustainability and prosperity. You notice something about the animal kingdom? How many taxes you see them paying for their plants that they need to eat or the food that they need to acquire? What labor force, what energy do they expend that someone else is harvesting for their overall gain, for them to eat? They never lose their birthright. And they are taught and they are educated on how to maintain their birthright. And I think that's a huge, huge, huge difference. The schooling system is the school of dominion. It's the school of domination. It's the competitive, violent energy to subjugate and enslave. That's what schools do. Look at all the dividing influences, the rituals that we are taught to practice in religion, in social economics, in geopolitical, in schools. Look at all of the dividing energy that we are taught to separate and divide ourselves to compete, and you compete to the death of someone else. These are very, very dangerous things. And when you move in that, and you move in that type of energy, what happens is this: you create the environment for your own demise. We never really see it coming. So listen, we got to get ready to go for a commercial break. Great, great points, Thomas, my man. You'd like to get in on the conversation. Scotty, when we go to this break, give me a couple of extra minutes because I have to jump on the road. 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. I want to bring out another point and then talk about some of the things that, hey, let's talk about some how we're going to respond solution-wise, because we are definitely up on this. As my man Thomas said, man, I feel something coming. I'm with you, T. I am so with you, Big T. Much love, much respect. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. I won't be able to see the board because I'm actually traveling right now. So if you have a question or a comment, just jump in and say, excuse me, Dave, and just I will definitely go to you. My man, Roz, and my man, Jenna, are going to do tomorrow's show for us. And Roz, I got your text. Greatly appreciated. Thank you, brother. But let's talk tonight real quick. So there will be a show tomorrow on Tando Radio Show. Roz and Jerry, Jenna, that's what Roz calls Jerry, will be doing Tando Radio Show tomorrow. So fantastic. Thank you, brothers, for everything. So just wanted to let you know that my man Roz texted me today, man. We'll do it. Good looking out. All right, so we're talking about propaganda. And there's a lot of propaganda. We just have to be able to see through it. Now, I'm going to say some things that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, which is cool. I have no problem with it at all. And I think it's necessary for the overall, for us to see things a little different. I never, when speaking to people, I always try to have an open mind. See what it is that I can learn. Don't have to agree. Don't have to see what they see. But if there's a measure of truth somewhere, then we would be foolish. And I say we would be foolish to ignore the truth of things. And so there was something that I noticed, and I hadn't seen the first time that we talked about it. I said that I thought that from my overall knowing of Hollywood and everything, I said that, hey, I think that this Black Panther thing is something kind of like, don't know it, haven't seen it. I talked about it here on Tando. I haven't seen it. That it's going to be, I can see it having a Tiger Woods effect. That was just my opinion from just everything else in the feeling.
Well, so I did see it. And there was the Tiger Woods effect that I thought that was there. But there was also some real damaging things that I noticed. That because I don't like going to movies because of the intentions, in my opinions, that movies do. It is a horrible, horrible way to learn anything. Because it is always under the script of the producer, the executive producer, the director, and the writers that you don't really know. And so I saw Black Panther. And I understand as the movie because, so that was there something there that I needed to recognize as being true? And yes, you can have your opinion about it, but I'm going to tell you what I saw that was a very, very disturbing. When we were on, and I didn't see it, there were some people that saw it that gave their opinions, and I saw what, and I came across what they had recognized, and that was very true. Here's the thing that I recognize. For those of you that have seen it, then maybe you will notice it, and there are probably other things that you've noticed that I didn't notice. But here was the thing that I noticed in the whole thing. I think there was a couple of significant points that I wanted to just tell you all that I thought was what I exactly knew that that movie would be used for. And yes, part of it is the Tiger Woods effect. Meaning Tiger Woods effect, meaning this, that they knew with their floundering of different things, if they brought about a movie that had the strong, powerful influence and energy, the resonating energy of the original or the Auto Chicans, that it would be a huge success. Huge success. And that's what they did, because they learned from Tiger Woods. Even though Tiger they may not have created, but they definitely profit from it, and they learned something from Tiger Woods. There was a trend, an economic trend, that Tiger had established when he came on the scenes because of his talent. Like him or not, that's what he did. Same thing. So that what they did was they realized that, hey, there's a lot to this, but I would say they already knew that from the past. They haven't been in the silver screen industry, in the propaganda, in the entertainment industries for as long as they have because of not learning how to market correctly. So that was one thing. But here was the thing that I wanted to express to you, because I didn't see the movie before, but this was the very disturbing thing that I saw within the movie. When there was a cameo by Stan, and in my opinion, the Marvels, the Super Friends, and all those other things were always glorified by the system, and the system that was glorifying them and was using them to their overall benefit was the CIA and the overall clandestine departments of the government. This is why a lot of movies have a strong CIA influence. And the overall outcome of that strong influence is always the same. And in Black Panther, it was no different. When Stan made his cameo, the cameo was made where it was individuals that were going within the black market to acquire whatever it is that they wanted to acquire from the black market. And this was the same place that there was an asset that the U.S. government wanted to acquire from someone that stole an asset, which typically happens in the general world. And that's where Stan made the cameo in a casino. What does that tell you? Tells me this. That happens because that's the overall modus operandi of the CIA. And when they create their overall movies and they create their comics and all of, they create those comics like Jason Bourne and all this stuff to glorify the CIA at all times and their agenda. And they plant that seed within us and we don't really know because they schooled us in a certain way. So it wasn't character for him to be there. And in the casino with all of the arms dealers and everything else making their bidding. Because that's what really happened. Then, there was an asset that was going up for sale. And guess who wanted to buy it? The U.S. government by way of the CIA. In the casino. And once, and I don't want to give up the movie for people, but here's what's being said. See, the underlying poison and agenda is always set because its sincerity was nothing about what it would appear to be at all. So the U.S. government, by way of the CIA, was attempting to acquire this asset. And there was other parties that was trying to retake what they claimed as being rightfully there. And then there was the overall people that the entities that stole it and was going to be selling it on the black market. So there was a confrontation. But before that confrontation happened, the so-called owners, rightful owners of the asset, had a meeting or acquaintance with the CIA. Didn't intend for it to happen, but since they were there, they both knew who each other were. What does that tell you? Relationships. Governmental relationships. One was telling you should leave. Another one says, no, we're here for something. No, we're here for that. So then, from there, the asset is fought over. And in the fighting of that asset, there was an alliance that was established. And within Black Panther, you watch that movie, what was the true message of that movie? The true message of that movie was that the influence of the CIA is still as great as it ever has been and greater than what you could ever dream. Here's why. When there was a confrontation, guess who saved the prevailing civilization that had rights to the asset? It was one CIA pilot. As they had a joint venture together to reestablish the kingdom, the CIA. And then in the end, from that, from the help of the CIA operative, all was made good. And after that, there was an agreement that wasn't spoken upon, but listen, here's what it happened. At the end of the movie, they go to Oakland. And the two societies are now working beneficially for the overall good of mankind. And I want to say this. If you believe that could ever happen with the CIA and with the government, then you've been thoroughly schooled by this system. And the only thing that's going to happen is what has happened in the past. When you play by their rules, they rule. They rule. And it's kind of like the analogy that I gave with the water, the two glasses of water, one with poison and one with living water. The CIA is the poison. And any time that you interject that into what the great creator has deemed as being sustainably good for your prosperity is now polluted, just like all of our rivers, just like all of our food, just like all of the air is now polluted and is lethally polluted. And that part of the movie, which I knew was probably going to have some, didn't know how they were going to do it, because I know anything, if it goes on a silver screen and it has as many screenings as it has and it's all over the place, that's because it's been authorized as being acceptable for the overall general population's consumption and indoctrination. Because it's going to maintain the agenda of those that allowed it to be put on screen. And I would say to you all, if you ever think that the CIA could ever work on anything and not poison you, you haven't sought the truth. You haven't looked through history. You haven't looked at what has been done and what is continuously done today. And you underestimate the overall influence that they have garnished. So I'm not knocking the movie. I'm not knocking those that love the movie. But what I am knocking is this, that same clandestine agenda that still exists in everything that we think is ours. It's a deceptive. It's deceptive. It's a trick. It's a trap. Because what they tried to do was try to give a grander fantasy that if you just allow everything to work out, you wait on, like the religion says, waiting on this figure or that figure. While you're waiting on this figure and that figure, everything that you could be building for sustainability and prosperity is being sifted from you. The truth doesn't need to wait. Energy doesn't need to wait. It builds. And by us following these programs, we build the kingdom that they rule us by. And I know some people are going to be upset about that. They don't see it. I'm cool. That's cool. But the truth of the matter is, that's what happened. And that's what was intended to happen. And that can't be denied. But if we look at what we truly need, you don't need Hollywood to tell you who you are. See, Hollywood was trying to get people to feel a certain way about themselves. If you can't feel that way about yourself, that's because they stole your self-esteem. and we're petitioning someone that means us no good to give it back to us. How can they give it back to you and they didn't create it? They just stole it from you and we surrendered. The kingdoms that we should be building are the same kingdoms that they have built, but under our own direction, without their influence, without their consideration, without their negotiation, and without their alliance, because they resonate different than you. And when they put poison in your water, guess what? It becomes lethal. You can't get it out. You can't get it out. No matter how pure you think you are, when you move into their poison realm, that poison is still lethal. It's the overall sustainability and the goodness that is lost.
Excuse me.
So, I don't know. I think we got some callers in queue. I'm not quite sure. We got a caller in queue.
Yeah.
Welcome to Tando.
Peace, Brother Dave. This is Ross. How you doing?
Ross, what's happening?
Hey, what's good? How you doing? How's the traveling going? All right?
Good, brother, good.
All right, cool. Good. Peace to Scotty and Thomas and all the other callers and listeners. I was thinking about something. I'm going to get to what you just talked about, because what you said made perfect sense to me, and I'll get into that in a second. But one thing I've been noticing, especially being back in New York, because I took a hiatus after my father-in-law passed for a while. I had gone there, but I had gone there for specific reasons, so I didn't get to really, you know, see the city like I would normally see it as I'm working there. And one thing that I've noticed is the sheer number of Chinese people in New York City is on a level I've never seen in my life. I remember a few years back, I went to an Afro concert in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. That's my old stomping ground. And we went to Commodore Barry Park. So on the way there, we had to pass by Fort Greene Projects. And coming out the projects, I remember I saw a bunch of Chinese people and a bunch of white people. And I'm just like, wait a minute, you know, because this area back in the days was just a place you wouldn't find anybody but us and Latino folks. Outside of that, nobody else ever would come there, and they would be terrified to come there. And I'm just noticing, like, the sheer number of actual just Chinese people going to and from work, whatever. Whereas before, you would see them in the city, but they would be mostly concentrated in Chinatown or other areas. There's places in Queens where a lot of Chinese people live, and it's basically set up like little Vietnam, little China. It's really interesting. But this year, I'm just thinking, all of the receivership, that's what this is. They're colonizing the United States like they're colonizing Africa, as far as just sending their people there, because there's more of them here than I've ever seen in my life. And I even see them walking with masks on their face like they do in Beijing, you know, to protect themselves from the smog. Like, I guess with the flu epidemic, a lot of them wear like the surgical masks and whatnot too. So I just find that to be quite fascinating. And I just say it's a sign, really. A big sign of the takeover, as far as just what I'm seeing in New York. I wonder if other people in other parts of the country are seeing more and more Chinese residents where they are too, because especially if it's like a big city area or area that would hold China's interest in regards to the real estate or any sort of precious metals or any sort of minerals in those areas. I'm just wondering if other people in other parts of the country are seeing that. The other thing is, there was an article I posted in BTR Community, and it was a quote. It was a quote from an Israeli Mossad agent, and it is the motto of Mossad, and it's basically, it says, "By deception we will go to war." And there's an article that I posted in that thread, but I put the quote because I thought the quote was extremely important, and then I put the article in the thread. I was communicating with Strategic Melanin. Peace to you too. And in the article, the ex-agent, because there's a book that he put out, but in the article he goes into some of the history of the deceptive and deadly tactics of Israel, and it's mind-blowing. And them saying by deception we will go to war kind of reminds me of what you were saying about the Black Panther, because I haven't seen it yet. I'm hoping to see it this weekend. It's just been so hectic with everything that I haven't had the time to sit down and like dedicate the time to watch it. As far as I don't go to movies, so I'll probably watch it on my phone or something. But I've been having discussions with different people about it, and one thing that I noticed, just beyond any of the esoteric stuff, any of the spiritual historical stuff, and the actual story itself, that in a lot of ways it's made a lot of people very proud, and in another way it's created a lot of dissension amongst Black people, and just in some of the concepts that were portrayed, some of the misinformation mixed with some of the actual information that was in the film. And what it said to me is that, again, by deception they have gone to war using this film. It's Black people who I would term in this way, because back in the days when slavery was in vogue, we were called Black gold. In this film, they are Black gold. They're putting these Black faces up, they're showing them in the superhero light, and they're giving them abilities of autonomy that don't exist in the real world. So for Black people, it was a powerful visual representation of themselves that has never been placed on the screen. So a lot of people were proud. I know there was only one theater in the whole of Ethiopia that was sold out, with people coming from all over the country just to see this movie. And while everyone's going there, contributing to the almost $1 billion that it has raked in, and while a lot of us in certain spaces and so-called conscious spaces have been arguing about things and practicing low-level and highly refined anti-Blackness, in regards to just discussing the film and some of the information about the Africans versus melanated indigenous American premise and all of that stuff, I've just seen that it's created this rift. And while we're arguing amongst ourselves, not doing anything about the system, some of us contributing to it by going to the film and spending our money, they're raking in almost $1 billion. That's not going to go to anybody after those actors are paid. Nobody that looks like us. So they are winning in the form of getting enough money to literally fund a small country at our expense by displaying us in a form of showcasing, racial showcasing, as Neely Fuller would put it. And we're arguing amongst ourselves for the crumbs of whatever we see as important to argue about. So again, that's the deception right there. The deception is the fact that we're going to this film, some of us for different reasons, and then the film is also facilitating dissension amongst the victims who should be working together to fight the system. So that's where what you said about the CIA, their power, their ability to practice high-level deception, a lot of that they learned from Mossad. You know, Mossad teaches a lot of U.S. agencies in different ways, including, you know, different war tactics, and they've perfected a lot of it. But if people get into that article I posted, they'll be able to read it, and it's really mind-blowing stuff that they've done and that they're capable of doing. And I just see that in a very, very special way surrounding this film as well. And I'll have more to say about it possibly, but not much after I see it, because I've discussed it almost ad infinitum. Thank you. Great show, Dave, and I'll mute my line.
My man. Appreciate you rising. I did notice a changing when I went back home in the demographics, and I noticed the exact same thing that you noticed. And I was actually made a comment about just that rise, and it's in that whole area. And believe me, it's, in my opinion, it is a part of the agenda. It is intentional. So, and it is going to put in this war paradigm, it is going to play great. It is going to have a lot of momentum and create a lot of momentum for the overall unraveling of in the untied states of America. So I totally agree.
And hey, Dave.
With the movie, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I just want to add this. I've interviewed media, you know, professors in universities that teach about the media, that have written about the media. I mean, it shouldn't be a secret. I mean, you know, if people right. don't have access to the information, then I don't expect them to know what they don't know until they come across the information. But, right. I mean, the CIA, FBI, intelligence agencies have always been in Hollywood. That film that was, what was it about? The sniper, American sniper. That got part of the money to fund that film came from the Department of Defense. They actually have a Hollywood liaison that consults with these movies. I mean, a lot of them are for recruiting purposes. And I mean, ultimately, it's always about making money. But, I mean, these things have always been a part of these films. And I've seen some films that portray the CIA, like Shoot the Messenger. That was about Gary Webb. Remember, Gary Webb did the reporting that revealed the CIA trafficking cocaine to the inner cities. You know, he ended up getting assassinated, suicided, you know, as they say. But, I mean, none of this stuff is shocking to me. I've been reading about it for years. Now, my first exposure to it was reading about COINTELPRO, what they used to attack the Black Panther Party, to attack Martin Luther King, to attack to attack every black leader that they saw had the potential to unite people, whether it was uniting black people or whether it was uniting all people in Fred Hampton's case. You know, that Chairman Fred Hampton, they really, really did not like the way he was able to communicate to those young white kids, man. So they took him out for that. Malcolm didn't get taken out until he denounced some of his views and saying that, look, I'm not about any kind of racism or discrimination. You know, I'm about the brotherhood of humanity and what have you. Next thing you know, he's taken out of here. So, I mean, but the biggest influence I see on people from the intelligence services is your nightly news programs, your cable news stations. I mean, if anybody recalls, the network news programs basically just made the case for war against Iraq. They didn't really truly investigate to see if these allegations were true about nuclear weapons and this, that, and the other. And they have always been there. I've read up on these media executives. It was one in the 1950s that said that it was the network's patriotic duty to push the propaganda of the CIA and the United States government. So, I mean, it's just all around us, and it's just not shocking to me whatsoever.
And you know, Scotty, if you look at Cerebrally Naive Network, watch how many times they have a former CIA operative on there. And I'm going to tell you,
Anderson Cooper is former CIA. Did you not know that? Anderson Cooper is former CIA.
Paperclip.
Yes. Hey, Dave, we overdue for our break, and you got a call. I'm going to ask the caller to hold
on. Okay, let's go to our break. All right, everyone, we're going to go to our break. You listen to Tando Radio Show. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Hi, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I want to go to the callers that's in queue. I can't see the board, so if there's a caller in queue, caller, welcome to Tando Radio Show. If you just state your name, state where you're from, we'll greatly appreciate it. Or just state where you're from. Go ahead.
This is Tommy out of Mississippi. I just wanted to piggyback off everything that was being discussed, the literature Operation Paperclip and Operation Mockingbird pretty much tells the whole story, but people don't want to believe that said that they didn't expose themselves and let you know what they're doing. But Operation Paperclip tells you just about what's going on concerning the CIA and the media in Hollywood. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. And you know, Operation Paperclip was bringing actually how they got NASA established.
Yeah, the Nazis bringing over the Nazi scientists, but he's correct about Operation Mockingbird. I was actually just talking to Tag about this the other day when he called in, and he was saying the CIA working with the media, and I said that was Operation Mockingbird. And you can research this stuff online. It's not a secret.
No, it's not.
Right. And then you also see a lot of look up also Operation Bluebeam, and I'm going to let you all come up with what you come up from there. It's all a part of it. And, you know, one of the things that's very, very important is that, you know, there are a lot of CIA operatives that are actors.
Yes.
They purposely go after and target those individuals. Why? Because what is acting? Acting is nothing more than we talked about it here before. It's professional lying. An actor, doesn't matter who you are, actor or actress, you're a professional liar.
Have anyone watched the movie, the one they did, it's not new, but the Winter Soldier or Captain America?
No, I didn't see that. I'm pretty sure some listeners, no, I'm not really a movie buff.
Is he talking about the Winter Soldier?
Captain America, Winter Soldier. It tells pretty much everything that the Nazis and the United States was in bed doing in modern times and what's taking place today, as far as I'm concerned, including the weapons of the modern weapons, the nanotechnology, and all of that. They expose all of that in that movie.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it is, and I'm glad that you made that point, because it's there. They don't hide it, you know, and they basically tell you everything. They tell you what they're going to do way before they do it, and they give you those clues. Now, watch. Maybe a couple of years from now, you'll look back in the movies and you'll see some of the false flags that were actually talked about inside of the movies, and years later, you can now put it together once it comes out. But when you first hear it or see it, you have no clue what they're talking about. But they do.
They knew. And what I have learned is watching these days that we, as a group of people, a group, we watch movies for entertainment, but there's always a message there. Always.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, I want to just say this. For everyone that, you know, has an affinity for the movie and what they saw from it and everything else, I'm not discouraging that at all. I never would ever try to get into the way of that. What I am talking about is the apparent poison that has always been there and is there as well. And that was this. If you look at the movie, in the end, there had to be an agreement for them to be in Oakland. There had to be an agreement for them to work together with the CIA. And that's what the CIA wants to always project, because it makes them relevant. And I'm going to tell you something. If you expect a different outcome doing the exact same thing, you know what that makes you?
It makes you insane. But Dave, let me say this though. I believe some of these Hollywood directors are trying to reveal stuff to us and are trying to expose what's going on. I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying I believe some of them are trying to warn people about what's going on or what they have knowledge about that the general public doesn't have knowledge about. But on that last scene, now, I didn't know that was Oakland. And I have a different take on that, Dave. I did watch the film. I did not see that the CIA was involved with him buying those buildings. He surprised that young lady by saying, you know, I bought these three buildings. The way I interpret that, and again, all of these films is always open to our individual interpretation. That doesn't mean anybody's wrong or anybody's right. We're just making observations, right? We're just making observations. Right. Now,
exactly, Scotty.
I haven't done my video. I've been putting it off because I've been so busy with a whole lot of other things, but I was going to do a video. I made notes about it, but I didn't know that was Oakland that they were in. You know what the birthplace of Oakland is, right?
Yes.
The Black Panther Party, right? And so what I took away from that was that T'Challa was about to start an outreach program just like the Panthers did, in, you know, with their program. But that's just me. That's what I took away mm-hmm. from it. But in terms of the CIA in the film, look, Killmonger was CIA. He was CIA too. But they tried to portray him as, you know, this rogue CIA operative or whatnot, you know. But I took note of all the killings that he admitted to doing all over the world, all over the country. And it shouldn't be lost on anyone that he did that in service to the CIA. Now, I thought it was kind of crazy, you know, and sending mixed messages when the white CIA agent is being treated like an ally, like a friend. You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of crazy to me. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
And Scotty, that was my whole thing, you know, with this whole thing. And now, what you were saying, I definitely see that. But check this out, just for sake of instance, the one that saved the day was the CIA operative that was representing the CIA. And because of that, remember what happened is now they want to go out and have a benevolent outreach program to save the world. And in saving the world, they had to do what? They now had a new ally in the CIA, and then now the CIA is going to help them. And because, you remember, he's a head of state. He can't go into a foreign country and buy up and then bring his ship into that overall country and have that display unless he has a agreement with that country. And remember, now they were going to be sharing the weaponization that they had available. So that's how that CIA try to play that, oh, we're the ones that always come to save the day. We're the good ones. We're the ones that really matter. That's the poison. That's the poison.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Brother Dave. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Can you hear me? No, you're good, sister. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've been so busy in the evening with the kids and homework and stuff. This is Jada from Atlanta. Hey, Brother Scotty, Roz, everyone who's listening. How you guys doing? I listen every day. And but sometimes I just don't, like I said, I don't want to interrupt anybody. We saw the movie too, and I loved it from the cultural sense. But when it came to the part with when they compromised, and the Black Panther and the sister were standing there with all of the nation, right? And to me, that was a compromise from the point of view that it reminded me of the United Nations on how they go into everyone else's country to disturb their resources and their population. And I was kind of disheartened when I saw that, because, you know, when you can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes, we hear you perfectly.
Okay, when you look and you see the dynamics of the society and the mindset behind what they do is detrimental for everyone, whether it's brown people or even their own people. I mean, it's detrimental because when I go outside in Atlanta every morning when I'm walking, you know, whether to go to the store or go for a walk, and I'm looking up in the sky and I'm seeing these people spraying chemtrails. They do it in the morning, they do it in the afternoon. And then, and I'm like, man, by the time I get home or whatever, my throat is so sore. And it's like, man, it infuriates me. And I'm like, these are the same people that we're making negotiations with, and they're killing us. And if your immune system is not strong, you'll get cancer, you'll get all type of sickness, you'll get Alzheimer's with the aluminum that's being sprayed and water. And I'm like, this ain't this about a blip, you know what I really want to say, but and because they want something something precious that they want to really use to destroy and turn against other people, we're negotiating because, you know, whatever the situation was, of course, we're a peaceful people, so they wanted to manipulate and use that. In the back of my mind, I was like, man, that's kind of deep to me. And look at Haiti, you know, destroyed, and so many other African countries, even in Ethiopia, and so many, and Brother Roz was talking about Asians. I've never seen so many. Now, I've lived in Atlanta for 14 years. I've never seen so many Asians and Indians in my life. I mean, they're taking over IT. My sister works in IT. They actually own IT when it comes to computer program. But long story short, I'm just basically saying that even it's changing. And I live in Cobb County. The face is changing. There were, when I moved here, there were only Mexicans, blacks, and white. And to see everybody else, it's like, whoa. And I'm not being bigoted, but you could tell they're not in our favor. I mean, because when I'd be walking, sometimes some of them would actually cross over or actually, you know, get off the sidewalk and just look or cover their face. It's just really interesting when you really do pay attention and you understand the conspiracy of dealing with us as a people and how other nations have come here and said, well, you can come here, but you got to understand that your foot always has to be on the African American's neck or people of color's neck, whether you're Caribbean American, whatever. They don't want us to rise up at all, because if we awake, woe unto them, because they got to understand that everything that they get from our continent and the Asians there that are right now are milking it. That was given to us by the great creator, and they are abusing it, and they're still abusing it. And I don't mean to, you know, but I'm passionate about it because I'm just kind of really disgusted. And that was the point in the film where I was disappointed, where I was like, there goes the United Nations again. Even with Sean Penn, you know, going to different places, and Bono from U2, that group U2, all of them, the Asians, even some of our own jazz musicians and stuff like that, and Lucio Ball. Come on, talk. And Armstrong worked for the CIA. I mean, it's in our own community, so we got to be so astute and be so wise and teach our children. I had my kids sit down today and watch about chemtrails. I said, global warming is a joke. And my son looked at me and he was like, oh God, here go mama, here she go. And he was like, but my oldest son knows, we'll be walking down the street, he said, Ma, it's spring again. I said, I need to get the masks out. I said, you know, allergies and all this type stuff. And then they got nerve to tell you, oh, you can't put your kids in school if they're not vaccinated. Are you kidding me? So they can have an allergic reaction and fall out? Just because, let me tell you something. I noticed after my middle son, when I got him vaccinated, and I noticed, sometimes the kids will shake or whatever and do something. So, you know, I cleansed out a system, but still, it still does neurological damage when you have aluminum, you have mercury, you have lead poisoning, and it attacks the nervous system. At that point, I really wasn't knowledgeable about vaccines, and I said, God, I wish I never gave my kids this garbage, because it's a hoax. all of this, it's like a mirage. We're living in a matrix, and it's when you really see the truth, it really does, you know, it really does something to you. So, you know, not in a bad way, but in a good way, where you can kind of try to see your way out of it, you know, where eventually you don't have to depend on this demonic system, where it actually is your lifeline. It's crazy. So I appreciate everybody for listening. Thank you.
Dave, you got another caller.
Good. Okay, let's go to the other caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio. Wait, before we do that, Jada, well said, sister, well said, because it's a path that you want to go on, and that individual choice is still yours. Let's go to the other caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
That's 803.
Hey, go ahead.
No, I was saying area code, 803.
Yes, that's King Davis. Yes. The sister was right on point on, like, ditto on everything she said from top to bottom. Yes, and we do need to talk about it. We need to, you know, share it with others, because some people, you know, we on this call most of the time, we all know, but there are newcomers to the phone calls all the time. They might not say anything.
Hey Sister Davis, can I just say this? This is a radio program. Thank you.
I'm sorry, he said it's a video?
I said, this is a radio program. Thank you.
Yes, it's David. The radio is a radio show.
A radio show. Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes, it's a radio show. And sometimes we have new listeners. So, you know, we do need to sometimes reiterate about what we've said, you know, because the more you say it, and then when you go outside, you see the chemtrails, you see the crazy weather, because I'm basically just calling in just to, I don't know if you talked about it earlier in the show or not, but, you know, we're expecting some crazy weather tomorrow, you know, they're talking about from Maine down to Georgia, high gust of winds that are looking to bring down trees and power lines, so this is a good time.
I didn't know that.
To get your you can go ahead and piggyback and, you know, research it for yourself. I'm on my other phone here. I'm looking right at the ABC and the AccuNews weather, and they're calling for you right now in Pennsylvania. It's pretty warm. It was about 60 today, but they're looking for the weather to drop, the temperature to drop. These gusty winds up to 60 and 70 miles an hour. So that's what they're talking about. Now they're talking at high tides because we have a full moon out there. So that's going to come back, you know, cause some issues. Up in New York, they're calling for 6 to 8 inches of snow, you know. So everybody on the East Coast kind of needs just to, you know, just to tune in, you know, with it being the first of the month. There's a lot of people that's going to be shopping and running around, a lot of chaos. Not for us that know better, but for those that don't know. But I just wanted to just relay that. Just stay tuned and, you know, maybe batten down the hatches over Friday and Saturday, but they are looking for a major nor'easter, they call it. So snow in some areas, but they said that if it's not snowing, the torrential rain and the wind will be extremely bad. So I just wanted to relay that to the listeners, just so that they, you know, good time to test all your prepping.
That's right, because you don't want to get caught off guard by this stuff. And when trees come down, that means power goes out. So you definitely want to be prepared for that. Sister Davis, much love, much respect. Thank you so much, because I didn't even know that. And needed to know, and all of our listeners on the East Coast and that are going to be affected by the nor'easter.
It's a little deceiving. It is a little deceiving because it is really nice. You know, we did have some rain last week.
Right.
And the sun came out earlier. We all were excited. The temperatures went up, but the temperatures are expected to drop with the torrential rains, and they're really talking about the gusting wind. So, you know, even things, you know, trash cans, things that are movable, that are outside, you know, it's just good to pay attention. And like I said, with the full moon, that causes a little bit more with the tides and the flooding. So there's just when everybody on the call, and you can share it with your friends and family, just a heads up. Now, maybe the blow through won't happen, but they're talking about a potential serious storm.
Well, you heard it here. Make sure you're ready for that. I didn't know. Thank you so much, Sister Davis. Hey, we got to get ready to get out of here. BIB, Black in Business, is coming on next. And I just want to say, you know, one of the things about it is with the movie, Remember, once poison goes into that clean, sustainable living water, it is now lethal. And I'm just saying that that CIA influence was one of the intentions of that overall movie to invoke that. And that's what they did. They played the good cop, bad cop, but their overall intentions was to deceive us to think something that is not true. They're still poison. Much love, much respect. It was never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you be so kind to chime us out of here, we'll get out of it. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace. Peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.